What motivates a registered nurse, a PhD student, and an art historian to travel to Palestine? Mary, Polly, and Ursula had a common friend, Samia Halabi, a Palestinian artist, who took them to the West Bank last December. What the experience motivated them to speak in defense of a nation under siege. Mike Hoffman, who says he sees similarity with the methods Nazi Germany used against his own family, was incensed about the daily violence at the 169 checkpoints in the territories.
And they kept people out for hours and hours and hours. This woman fainted. One day before that, a 17-year-old woman, 7 months pregnant, was shot in the head. Next to her, they exploded a concussion grenade.
Since September 2000, 2,700 Palestinians have been killed, including 17.5% children, and 24,700 have been injured. This is an average of 2.2 deaths and 20 injuries per day. Marie described the treatment of two brothers as typical of children who are caught or merely suspected of throwing stones at the invader.
This is a detention center for children 9 to 16 years old. Place called Gosh Zion. They stay there about 8 to 10 days, and in that time no one can visit them. After that, they are taken to court, and the court will decide if they get 6 months for throwing stones, mind you. Most of the older teenagers get 2 years. The first thing that usually happens is their hands are tied behind their back with plastic ties, and a hood is placed over their heads. Most of the time this hood has been soaked in urine and vomit. So you can imagine being left like that for hours on end. The Israelis want to know who else in their refugee camp throws stones. They're made to be recruits by either threatening the family or threatening them with death or just bribing them. And some do become informers.
Israel uses a tactic of military incursions coinciding with the establishment of new settlements on Palestinian property. Polly gave a vivid insight on how this is done.
Around every refugee camp, there are settlements. There are about 282 settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. There were 35 new settlements that were built in 2003. And they're seriously everywhere you look, and they look like gated communities, like any gated community you see in the States. What was interesting about Al-Halil was it was under siege for, I think, 1 or 2 months. And it's an Arab city, but there are parts of it that are taken over by settlers. So you'll walk down a street, and on the second floor, there are settlers that have taken over Arab homes. And then there are supposedly Arab stores on the first floor, if you can picture that. But the Arab stores are closed at this point because they've been terrorized by settlers and soldiers, and they're afraid to open their stores.
Since 2002, Israel has been building an apartheid wall, which they call a security fence. In most cases, it looks like a 25-foot-tall concrete structure with watchtowers. Many cities are completely surrounded and farmers are separated from their land. The strategy is to further destroy the economy and force the departure of the Palestinians. The building of a segregation wall on the West Bank has received strong opposition at the United Nations and was the object of a formal complaint to the International Court of Justice on December 19. A hearing has been scheduled on February 23 to determine the legal ramifications. Israel has stated that it will not attend. But for Samia Halabi, nothing is more disheartening than the role of commercial media in suppressing information coming from Palestine.
We saw the unbearable life situation of Palestinians being walled in, starved, murdered at random by military occupation, racism on all levels, huge contrasts between privilege and suffering. We then fly back and enter a twilight zone of disbelief. We are barraged by a silly media bent on promotion and pleasure. I cringe at their words. I cringe at television programming. I want to go back.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.